From the Heart, January 9. Rooted and grounded in Christ. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. These texts describe the happy state of the man or woman whose soul is rooted and grounded in Christ. But there is always danger of being satisfied with a superficial work. There is always danger that souls will not anchor themselves in God, but be content to drift hither and thither, the sport of Satan's temptations. Are you beginning to see the defects in your character? Do not feel helpless and discouraged. Look to Jesus, who knows your every weakness and pities your every infirmity. It is no disgrace to confess our sins and forsake them. The disgrace rests upon those who know their sins but continue in them and grieve the dear Savior by their crooked paths. A knowledge of our wrongs should be more highly prized than a happy flight of feeling. For it is evidence that the Spirit of God is striving with us and that angels are round about us. In true contrition for sin, come to the foot of the cross and there leave your burdens. Come exercising repentance toward God because you have broken His law, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ to pardon your transgressions and reconcile you to the Father. Believe what God says. Take His promises to your heart. See the weary traveler toiling over the hot sands of the desert, with no shelter to protect him from the rays of a tropical sun. His water supply fails, and he has nothing to slake his burning thirst. His tongue becomes swollen. He staggers like a drunken man. Visions of home and friends pass before his mind as he believes himself ready to perish in the terrible desert. Suddenly, those in advance send forth a shout of joy. In the distance, looming up out of the dreary, sandy waste, is a palm tree, green and flourishing. As the palm tree, drawing nourishment from fountains of living water, is green and flourishing in the midst of the desert, so the Christian may draw rich supplies of grace from the fountain of God's love and may guide weary souls that are full of unrest and ready to perish in the desert of sin, to those waters of which they may drink and live.